Agenda item number one, report and possible discussion on fiscal year 2012 fourth quarter. Budget report by John Halls, Chief Financial Officer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. This is our normal quarterly report, although this is the last quarterly report for this fiscal year, for fiscal year 12, the fourth quarter report. You'll look at the, you of course received as usual the detailed reports in your material. This is just the summary page, and I'll just hit a couple of high points and certainly answer any questions you have. We've had a very good year financially here at the Brazos River Authority. As you can see through the fourth quarter, our revenues ended up being over $4 million, slightly more than $4 million. You can see in the last second to right column there, the variance a little over $4 million greater than we projected this year. Nearly all of that is attributed to the sale of interruptible water, which you all remember you authorized earlier in the year, primarily to two customers. There were a number of customers, but the biggest portion of it was to Gulf Coast Water Authority, and then to Dow Chemical were the two big buyers of ours, and that accounted for a great portion, nearly all of the $4 million that we had there in our overage on the revenue side. On the expense side, we actually also ended up nearly $4 million under budget on the expense side, and that was really attributed to, again, as you can see in the materials I've sent to you, a number of areas of the authority, one of the largest areas had to do with our Corps of Engineers, our reservoir areas, where we make payments on the O&M cost to the Corps of Engineers that's based off of a budget that they give us. They did not spend nearly as much money as they had budgeted or planned. That's what we put in our budget. And so our actuals were over $1 million of that nearly $4 million was attributed to that from the Corps of Engineer payments and stuff. And then the rest of the savings were really just savings throughout the organization. As you know, throughout the year, you tend to have what we call salary gap, where employees, you know, you're not 100% employed all the time with your personnel, and there's usually gaps by the time you hire new people, and so there's naturally savings that you have there, but then other expenditure savings there. So as you look down in the middle, sort of the middle on the capital projects, so right in the middle where it says less capital projects, we had a budget that was about $31 million of spend out of our reserves and capital projects. We spent approximately a third of that, about $10 million of it. The majority of that cost is going to get spent, and in fact, you all approved it in July with the fiscal 13 budget. Most of that's just deferred spending. It's just the projects are going to move, instead of being done some $20 million in fiscal 12, it's going to get done in 13. So most of that all is going to occur. It's just going to occur later. You can see on down, we had put a number in budgeting for the divestiture proceeds. That was really just a complete estimate. We had no idea that was the Set Ranch property. We obviously haven't sold that property, so there was no proceeds from that. And in fact, in the 13 budget, we didn't even put a number in. We just thought it's better not even to put a number in the 13 budget there. But obviously, that will proceed and happen when it happens. Bond retirement, you all, the board authorized several bond payoffs this last year with the proceeds. The excess reserves that we have, you can see $26 million was done just as the board authorized. And then the transfer agreement, that was the transfer of the SWATS property to those, back to the participants there. So anyway, the ending reserves down there, you can see in the third column from the right, about approximately $59 million is where we ended the year from a budgetary standpoint. We are doing our audited financials right now. In January, we'll bring the audited results in our CAFR, our annual financial report, and the number will probably be a little bit higher, in fact, than that. There's some adjustments and things like that that we'll have as part of our normal year-end audit that will impact that, and it'll probably be closer to $60 million. Will probably be what the ending reserves are at the end of the year. Be happy to answer any questions. Again, the materials and everything was in there, including our aging report on our receivables, which are normal as expected there too. So any questions anybody might have?
If there's no questions.